بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Martyrdom has a long history among Muslim clerics. This is the speech of the leader of the Islamic Ummah on January 13, 2020, by Imam Khamenei, in a meeting with the officials of the Martyrs Who Were Clerics Commemoration Congress. A scholar of religion, a religious authority, and a top teacher in the Islamic seminaries, namely our magnanimous Imam, entered the field of jihad and carried out that great endeavor, which was unmatched throughout the history of Shiism, considering the results that were achieved. He was a scholar, a researcher, a jurisprudent, a scholar in the principles of religion, a sage, and a mystic. In other words, he was an outstanding person in terms of religious knowledge, was the top religious authority of his time, and the best one in comparison with many other periods in history. And he achieved the highest rank in this regard. Therefore, we should not have this image in our mind that if we want to be a scholar, a religious authority, a researcher, and a prominent teacher in Islamic seminaries, this requires that we withdraw from doing jihad and the area of jihad. This is not the case. Entering the area of jihad is our duty. We must do jihad.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There are different kinds of jihad. Sometimes it may happen that jihad in science takes precedence. There are many cases in which jihad in science takes precedence. Sometimes military jihad takes precedence. Sometimes jihad in politics takes precedence. And there are times when jihad in society takes precedence. In all these cases, our young Muslim clerics and scholars must feel a sense of responsibility and know that they are the first people to be addressed by these statements, because the first and foremost responsibility of Muslim clerics is to invite people to do good. This is what the prophets did. This is our first responsibility. And the best means for inviting to do good is through action. Action in the area of inviting to do good. Therefore, entrance into the area of jihad is a clear, definite responsibility for religious scholars and Muslim clerics.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.